After years of fighting to build a new power plant on the South Coast, there's word the company and Volvo closed two of its older facilities in the region. NRG Energy has been battling with environmentalists and community activists to try to build the Puente power plant in Oxnard. After regulators indicated they would probably reject the project, the company asked for its application to be temporarily put on hold. Now, NRG announced that its subsidiary, Genon, will close its existing plant at Oxnard's Ormond Beach and its Elwood facility in Goleta. The company cited economic reasons for the move. A third NRG Genon facility at Oxnard's Mandalay Beach was already shuttered after it failed to get a new contract to supply power to a utility company.
These are all really old facilities that are not currently under a contract.
Alicia Rossler is with the Environmental Defense Center, which has been one of the leaders in the fight against the Puente Power Project. Rossler says with NRG's plans for a new plant on the verge of being formally rejected, the shutdowns in Oxnard and Goleta may mean the company is leaving California. It also announced it's closing a power plant in the Inland Empire.
It's all part of the big picture, and it all relates to the work we did and the other groups did in Puente. Definitely is a big reason NRG is withdrawing from these gas plants, which is the Mandalay facility is on the Puente site and was enveloped in that proposal. The other facility that NRG had mentioned recently that they're pulling out of Ormond Beach.
NRG declined requests for an interview, but in a written statement reiterated the decision to close the two South Coast facilities was due to economic reasons. The Stal Puente project and word of the permanent Ormond Beach shutdown is especially heartening for an Oxnard-based social justice group which has fought it for years.
What it does mean is that the era of Oxnard's coast really being used as a sacrifice zone for dirty energy production for Ventura County is really ending. Overall, I think it's a huge symbolic moment for the shift towards clean energy in Ventura County and the shift away from the injustice that's really led all these power plants to be concentrated in Oxnard for so long.
Lucas Sucker is with Central Coast Alliance for a Sustainable Economy, better known by its acronym of CAUSE. He says aside from the unfairness of the idea of adding a power plant to a community that already had three, recent studies show that the additional power really isn't needed. Questions about the need for new plants in the region prompted another company, Calpine Corporation, to ask regulators to also put on hold its controversial plans for a new project in Santa Paula.
Realistically, Edison's already moving forward to procure clean energy resources in our area and improve transmission rather than get another gas power plant. The Calpine alternative power plant in Santa Paula just did the same, you know, asked for the same suspension as NRG asked for their Oxnard proposal. I think people in the industry are pretty aware that that SoCal Edison is ready to move in a different direction and is seeking clean energy instead.
Alicia Rossler with the Environmental Defense Center says renewable energy is the long-term solution, and she says short-term studies show adding a power line to the South Coast could bring an adequate surplus energy from elsewhere.
Once we got through this Puente process at the very end after we'd been making the case that there's so many significant impacts. We simply did not need it. We had heard a new proposal is coming through that if you do a fourth transmission line down south, then it gets rid of the need for 300 megawatts of energy. So essentially, by just reconfiguring an existing transmission line, when the regulators went back and looked at it, they had completely eliminated the need for Puente.
NRG has until May to make up its mind on its Puente proposal. What does Rossler think will happen?
The commission has already determined that the environmental impacts are just far too significant on sensitive wild species, wildlife, and habitat, as well as on the community. It's hard to imagine a circumstance where Puente would be built.
NRG officials say they'll retire the Ormond Beach power plant this October and the Elwood plant next January 1st. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.